I have a friend by chance, Pratik, and he was asking me which car should I buy. Should I buy a sports car or a supercar? I recommended him Ferrari SN90 Stratil, which comes at 1000 horsepower and it has very good looks. He went to Ferrari showroom. He asked, "Sir, are you in a Ferrari club?" And he said, "Sir, I don't do kitty parties." So he said, "Listen," then an explicit word, "at least you have to buy 5 cars of ours if you want to become a Ferrari club and take the allocation of this car." He got angry and went to Porsche dealership. I recommended him to buy GT3 RS. It has a very good track performance. Porsche dealership asked him if he's in Porsche club. If not, then you have to buy at least 10 cars to come to Porsche club and take the allocation of this car. He got furious. My man has got really big anger and stamina issues. You know what I mean. I recommended him to buy Range Rover Sport SV. It has a very good track performance also. He went to Land Rover dealership and said, "This car is only for invite. We'll give it only to our loyal customers." So ultimately, he bought a Tata Nexon EV. Hi, I'm Rabjot Singh, an automobile engineer by profession and owner of Singh Automobile. My mission is to serve people by modifying their cars any way possible so that they have a sense of novelty while driving their ride. What is happening in a supercar industry is that you have to buy a lot of cars from them. You have to come to their clubs, only then they'll allocate you a good car for which you have to spend 20-25 crores. Ferrari started this business. Enzo Ferrari was very passionate about his cars. He liked it when passionate people drive his cars and understand the engineering of his cars. People don't complain about the minor defects or minor problems can drive their car quietly. Not people who drive tractor companies and later complain that Ferrari doesn't know how to make supercars. Lamborghini, I love you. Ferrari continued this ideology and narrowed down the approach to these customers. Now Ferrari has 5 different cars. The worst one is his Ferrari Dome, which is 2-door sports car. The top end is Ferrari SN90 Stradale, which I recommended to my friend, which is worth 10 crores and you get 1000 horsepower. Generally, if you see, you'll think that any car maker will have high demand for cheap cars and low demand for expensive cars. But it is different. Their expensive cars have the high demand and cheap cars have the lowest demand. So, the customers who want to buy their expensive cars, first they have to come to the Ferrari club. To come to the Ferrari club, you have to buy our basic cars. After that, we will analyze your driving experience. Then, you have to come to our drives and circuit days, in which I have to go to Italy and buy an open ticket. I'll book a hotel there and bring back a little Ferrari. For a 10-20 crore vehicle, I have to spend 5 crores more. Then they will feel that he's a very good guy. He's interacting with the rest of the members of a Ferrari and we'll give him SN90 Stradale and have fun with it. Same thing happens with Land Rover. Land Rover started doing this on their own cars after seeing Ferrari, in which Land Rover recently launched its Range Rover Sport SUV, in which you get a lot of power. You get full carbon fiber inserts in the form factor of SUV. You get the performance of a proper sports car. Everyone was very excited about the launch of this car. But Land Rover said that this car is going to be an invite-only car, which is only going to be available for invite-only customers. Which means, if you are in the radar of Land Rover, you have bought a lot of Land Rover cars, only then you'll get the invitation for this car. And because its edition is at such a low number, the people of the UK are giving almost 20-30 lakhs over premium to buy this car. So when Tata's new Harrier has come in the dark edition, for that people were giving 50,000, 1 lakh rupees because the demand was so high. And Tata Motors is only selling the car to the selective customers, which don't complain about them. And if you see this, there are a very few in India. There are not many clubs in India, or there are very niche car clubs in India in which only the selective rich people come. And it is very difficult to get into them because obviously not everyone can buy such an expensive car. And if there are car clubs in India, they are very brand oriented. For example, there are all cars of Ferrari. They have made a club for them. There are all cars of Land Rover. They have made a club for them. So there is no club for such car enthusiasts in India. And out of nowhere, Skoda has taken this initiative and Skoda Gearheads membership program has been launched in India. Which does not matter to Skoda, which car do you have, which interest do you have in cars, and if you are a real car lover, a real car enthusiast, you are most welcome in the membership community, in which all the car enthusiasts of India can network, can share their thoughts and they can grow well. In which Skoda will make all the membership holders do their factory tour, so you can get the idea from zero to top. How a Skoda car is made in India? Along with that, all the members will get the opportunity to participate in Skoda's adventure rallies, in which, for example, there are Jeep rallies in which a lot of Jeeps come out and like they do stuff. And by setting a destination like this, all the owners stay there, they network and grow together. And you can do this with Skoda. But what is different in this is you do not have to buy a Skoda car. You can have any car. But if you are a membership holder, you can use all these perks. Along with this, if there is an auto show in India, Auto Expo, etc., in which you'll get a VIP access with this membership. And along with that, whoever takes this membership, he'll get a kit from Skoda in which you'll get a black t-shirt written Skoda on it, black hoodie in which also again the Skoda written on it, and that will make you feel pretty good. And now you'll have a metallic membership card which is of a very high quality. And along with that, the biggest thing is that whoever takes this membership, he'll get a discount of 6,000 if he buys a Skoda car in future. He'll get a discount of 2,500 on any service. And literally, if this is less, then all the membership programs are based on blockchain technology. So in future, if you want to sell this membership or if you want to transfer, you can also transfer this membership and you can earn very decent amount of profits. But the problem is that Skoda is launching it in the early bird program, in which only 4,000 people will get a membership of rupees 5,000. Beyond this, its price can increase a lot. It can almost double. And out of 4,000, almost 75% has been pre-booked. You can also go and buy it quickly. Personally, I don't feel use of it because it's just a factory tour and I have been to a lot of factories lately. Skoda's sister company Porsche has also started doing something like this. Porsche has also started doing something like this in which Porsche GT3 RS is most sought after car in the world. In this, you get an exceptional holding, you get exceptional performance. That's why people are ready to pay 1 crore extra for the car in the UK and US. Because only those people are getting this car, which is already in the Porsche club. And to be in Porsche club, you need a very big history with this brand. If you don't have a history, then Porsche will tell you to buy at least 10 cars from them, whose combined value is at least 20 crores. Then only they'll allocate you GT3 RS. After that, you can spec your car according to you, otherwise go to the aftermarket. Porsche divides its customer into 5 categories. The first customer is one who has bought 1 or 2 Porsche cars. For example, you bought Cayenne or a Boxster. Forget about all these customers, there is no chance for you. On top of this, if you have bought the cars worth 10 crores in the lifetime of Porsche, there is also no chance for you. Then there are customers who have bought cars worth 20 to 30 crores and majority of those cars are still with them. They have a small chance of getting a new Porsche GT3 RS. And then there are top end customers who have bought cars worth 50 crores and they are going to be allocated. And a new person like me, if someone goes to the Porsche dealership, sir, I want a Porsche GT3 RS, it is impossible for me to get one. And if you look at this, there is a lot of benefit for the owners. There is no benefit for the car maker. Of course there is, because the lower spec cars are going to get sold first. Because if you become a part of Ferrari club or a Porsche club, you can network with Ferrari or Porsche top 1% customers who will be almost billionaires. So obviously, if you are getting into a club in which all the billionaires are going to come, to be in that club, you have to pay a little bit of money. Even if you have to pay 2-3 crores, you can earn a lot of money from those people by networking with them. If you look at the Android, when they bought their Bugatti, they also said it in a podcast that 42 crore Bugatti is not worth it. But being in that Bugatti club is, and networking with all those Bugatti owners, it is a very different thing. Because everyone will be almost billionaires and those billionaires will have something to provide. So obviously half the people come to these clubs and give so much money. Now you tell me, because sometimes what happens, they come to the club and they sell the car which they have bought in the aftermarket and gain profits. So now you tell me, what do you think about this? Is this right or not? I don't think it's morally right, but what to do? Brands are doing it. So that's all for today's episode. Tell, if yes, what car club would you like to join? But before that, follow this podcast and join this community of autoheads. We are growing at a very great pace. Thank you. This is Rabjot Singh, your host. Take care and keep being awesome. Oh, Pratik, start the car. We are going for BMW. We don't need a Ferrari in our house.